The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Welcome back to The Grillin' Guys. And we're having a little bit of fun here this morning. We were talking with Chris Marks just recently from The Good One. He's out at the Kansas City KCBS 25th anniversary convention. Big deal in the barbecue world.
Yeah, that's like the king of all conventions when it comes to barbecue. And it's not really a competition this time. It's just their annual convention where they get together and talk about everything barbecue.
Rub bellies, probably.
Yeah.
It's a big crowd, and I mean that.
You know, this summer we got some barbecue competitions coming up, and we're going to be participating in several of them, as well as talking about all of them. And just as a preview, in June, July, and August, they're in Lansing, Oxford, Bay City, Kalamazoo, Grand Rapids, Silver Lake. They're all over the state. And as these things get closer, you'll be hearing us talking about them, because we are all about promoting the world of barbecue, creating a little grill envy with you and your neighbor.
Yeah, we do like to grill, don't we? So we are going to have to talk right now with the lovely lady that won that Tech Infrared Tailgater Cherokee Grill. And right now we have live on the phone Leslie Murphy, the Murph Strunk. Good morning, Leslie.
Good morning, Bob. How are you?
Hey, we're doing well. So big winner, chicken dinner. How about that, man?
Oh, it's awesome. I love it.
The family has to be geeked.
Well, they are geeked. I'm the head cook around here, so I'll be taking care of most of it, but they're all excited.
That is so cool. Now, you live up in Rockford?
Sure do.
And who typically does the grilling in your household?
That kind of would be me, with a little help from the husband.
Really? That's always surprising when I hear that.
What is your family?
He might not like hearing that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Murph, what is your family like on the grill? What's their favorite things?
We do typical burgers, brats, but I also like to grill chicken wings, steak, pork tenderloin. You know, I'm open to new ideas, Bob.
So you're actually in the catering business, right?
Yes, I am, for the Gilmore Collection.
All right. And
kind of a foodie.
Which, yeah, that's awesome. So you get a chance to work with all those great chefs at the Gilmore Group.
Yes, I do.
We had Jim Stouchesteik on the show here about a month ago. He's awesome. He works at the Flat River Grill.
Yes, he is. I used to work with him.
Yeah, and we had your brewer from the Bob on. What kind of events, what would your function be in a catering event?
Well, my function primarily is doing lunches for pharmaceutical salespeople at all the hospitals in the area and doctor's offices. And
so what do they give you for tips? Just curious.
Well, that's kind of a secret. I can't really reveal.
It's hard to find your way home after one of those luncheons.
Yeah.
Well, listen, congratulations on winning that grill, and we're so happy for you. We've got you already on our website. I see you're on Facebook. You're the talk of the town and now the toast of the town. So we'll be expecting some good feedback from you on how you like using that grill.
Well, I will let you know. I'll be sure to call in.
Thanks so much, Murphy.
Well, thank you, grilling guys.
Bye-bye. Oh, man. I wish I would have won that thing.
Yeah, I know it. She'll have a lot of fun with that. We'll touch base with her in a month or so and see how it's going for her, because that infrared grilling on that Tech unit is unbelievable. You mentioned you used that a little bit for the 200 steaks we made on Monday night for the guys, searing them. That thing gets to 1,600 degrees in about a minute and a half, and you can really put a nice crust on either side of a piece of meat and sear those juices in, and we're good to go. So, awesome. We're happy for Murphy, and we'll be doing another contest here in the next couple weeks. Bob, I want to talk a little bit about one of our favorite charities, and that's Gilda's Club. Gilda's Club is having the next best and greatest thing in West Michigan, which is called Laugh Fest. It's going to happen on March 10th through the 20th, and basically what this is a 10-day comedy show. And we've got the likes of Bob and I are going to be attending some of these shows. And there's Bill Cosby's coming to town. There's going to be a Rocky Horror Picture Show dinner.
I want to make ribs for Bill Cosby.
Yeah, that would be cool, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I want him to do our commercials then. Can you hook that up?
Yeah, I'll see what I can do. I'm helping getting this thing organized and get it up and running. And there's a whole lot of people in town that are pulling for this thing. And we've got some great sponsors on board. But it's a 10-day Comedy Fest. You can go to laughfest.org, LAUGHFEST.org, and ticket prices are all the way from $7 for some of the shows, even some of them are free, all the way to the night that Cosby's here. I think those tickets are around $77.50 for the best ones, down to like $32.50 for maybe further back in the arena. But some really cool talent coming to town.
You know what? Most folks don't know about Mr. Joppy here is that he has a very big heart, and you actually get involved in a lot of fundraising. And with Gilda's Club, it's kind of close to your heart, isn't it?
Yeah. You know, there's a lot of people that Gilda's has helped, and it's a family support organization that deals primarily with people that have had cancer. I'm blessed that my wife is a cancer survivor. We had a big battle with that about 3 years ago. She came through, and she's cancer-free.
That's so, Judy. Yep. Judy takes care of our website for us and does all that great work
for
us.
So it's been a wonderful organization. We were working with them before Judy had her episode. And so she's not only a volunteer, but she's also a member now, if you will, because but this organization is unbelievable what they do. They serve people from 50 counties around the state. They're the largest Gilda's Club in the nation, and it's all funded by donations. And so what this Laugh Fest is going to do is provide sustaining funds for that organization. Just
awesome.
A great thing.
Awesome. Well, we're going to be staying close to you on that, and we're going to try and get involved with that somehow because we definitely want to help out. We're going to talk now with Kenny Peterson, our favorite wine guy, as it turns out. Kenny, are you there?
Good morning, sir.
How are you, buddy?
I'm doing very well.
Hey, Tabor Hill is just blowing our minds these days, and I wanted you to talk to us a little bit about this time of year. I get to look into my freezer quite a bit, and I really want to get rid of anything that I've caught or killed, because I know it's like 3 or 4 months old, and I like to keep my freezer rotating. I got like a bunch of hungry kids in the house this morning. They were all over the place. I don't even know whose kids they were at my house this morning, but we have to feed them, so we churn a lot of calories through that house. And I'm like picking through the venison right now and finding cool recipes and stuff. And for some reason, when I do a couple of nice venison chops, I really want a red wine, and your Cab Franc, your Cab Franc, I should say. I just find that to be kind of perfect with venison.
I like the way you said it. It sounds very, very fancy the way you said it. but no, Cab Franc is dynamite with venison in particular. You can do it a number of different ways. But Michigan Cab Franc in particular, because you can get Cab Franc all over the world. But in Michigan, we've got a very, very distinctive... it's very light pepper. It's a very, very hearty wine. You're always going to get those really nice, earthy, sometimes mushroom notes out of it. And you're going to get good Cab Franc in northern Michigan, and you're going to get good Cab Franc in southern Michigan.
So if you just tuned in.
It's a hard one not to find good.
Sorry about that. If you just tuned in, you're listening to Kenny Peterson. This is the Grillin' Guys radio show, and Kenny is from Tabor Hill, just a wonderful Michigan winery. And we have had the fun of meeting Kenny. He's a stitch. You were here in the studio with us for the entire show, and you brought in some awesome wines. And we were at the wine International Food and Wine event. We tasted all your wines there, and I'm blown away by Tabor Hill. I'm a huge fan. I can't tell you.
Well, thank you so much. You came on a good day. I had some really, really good products to display for the festival, and that was a dynamite festival. It has been for the last couple of years. But you know what's the most exciting part about all of the success that Michigan wines are having is everybody that's a winemaker in the state has their best stuff in the tanks right now. 2010 was one of the most dynamic years as far as growing grapes in the state. The winemakers are literally dancing with smiles on their faces in the state right now because we've got such good grapes to work with. So the products that we're going to be releasing this spring and then the reds, you know, later on in the year should be the stuff that we've ever produced. And that's just downright exciting, having been in business for 40 years.
Hey, Kenny, speaking about being in business for 40 years, where are you located at?
We're in southwest Michigan. We've actually got four locations. We've got our main location, that's the winery and restaurant out in Buchanan. That's where it all started. That's our 81-acre estate. The vineyards are, the restaurant, and the actual winemaking facility. And then we've got some satellite tasting rooms around the state as well where you can come and enjoy a consultation in our tasting room and, you know, do a complimentary tasting with, you know, pick from our 30-some different kind of wines. And you can find those in Saugatuck, Michigan, Bridgman, Michigan, and then our newest one in downtown Arts District of Benton Harbor, Michigan.
Awesome. So you're on the southwest side of the state. Are your wines distributed in stores locally?
You know what? You're going to find them in all over grocery stores in Michigan, Indiana, Illinois, and Ohio.
So if we want one of these great wines that we're talking about, they're readily available at most retailers. That's awesome, man.
Absolutely. And if they're not there, you can always ask for them, and they'll bring them in. And that's the biggest thing. You know, I've done sales routes all over the Midwest in the four states that we distribute. And you used to go into places like northern Chicago and get the response of, why is Michigan wine so expensive? And literally, I will walk in now, and I'll have a Taberhill shirt on, and they're like, kid, where have you been? We really need to talk about this. And it's just, that's the response that the regional wines are getting. So it's just, it's a pleasure to be a part of it.
And it's so fun when they call you kid. Nobody's called me that in a while.
I'll take it as long as I can get it.
Yeah. You've got an event coming up that you and I spoke about. What's going on down there this summer? You've got a big barbecue going on?
Well, we're looking at a couple different events. We do a huge, huge event down at Waco Beach. There's our neighbor winery, the Round Barn Winery, that does actually a brews and barbecues event. And we were kind of looking, you know, just to play off that and just to see what we could do with the theme. So we're going to be doing some consulting, and you're going to be the first phone call that we make, Bob. Trust me.
Oh,
get you guys involved.
I'm so excited because my wife is Maureen's a huge fan of your Tremonette, and I will now call it Cab Franc.
You can be the spokesperson for the state if you just keep talking like that.
I'm getting my French
and
on.
Tremonette is dynamite with barbecue, ironically, because of the spiciness contradicts each other. It's a perfect wine for barbecue.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to have to try that, too. I personally like that one. That's one of my favorites as well, but I'm really trying to stick to the reds because I want to be heart healthy.
Heart healthy, it's a great conscious thing. If that's the case, Pinot Noir, always remember that's the number one to drink. That's
I know
the most resveratrol and antioxidants. And there's some really good Pinot Noirs in Michigan.
So you're telling me that I can take care of my heart 1 6-ounce glass of Pinot Noir at a time, right? Is that what I'm hearing?
If from every study that I've read over the last 4 years, consistently you will see a glass a day, you're looking at a lifespan anywhere from 4 to 10 years in some studies.
Oh, it's that moderation thing.
Moderation of alcohol.
Yeah, it's that moderation thing, isn't it? Just a glass a day. Boy, that's hard to refrain, but when you got great wine like yours, you want to tear into a bottle of it, not just a glass, but I get it. I mean, that's responsible.
Just so I don't get panicky.
Whatever gets the job done, right? You know, a long day at grilling takes a lot of wine.
Yeah, it does. You're getting it. So are we.
Just so I don't get panicky, how much Pinot Noir are you going to produce this year?
You know what? We're a very, very small Pinot producer because we initially planted that grape for champagne production. But this year, we've actually got some neighbor growers up in the Coloma area coming online that we've contracted their vineyard, and we've got some really, really, really good stuff to work with for the first time.
That's awesome.
So I'm looking at a few hundred cases to work with.
You were talking with Kenny Peterson. Thanks so much, Kenny. We got to say adios now, but thanks again. We're going to talk to you in the near future. And
thank you so much, gentlemen.
You drive safely out there, all right?
All right. Here, guys. Keep growing.
All right. That was Kenny Peterson from Taberhill Wines. We are going to take a little break now. You're listening to The Grilling Guys. We're going to bring Michigan back one steak at a time right in your backyard. We'll be back in a minute.
This is The Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.